Good morning, Christ Church. Welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. Man, I want to say a huge thank you to all those who participated and served during Love Week. It has been an awesome week. You have been such a blessing to the community around us, and I believe that God's light has just shone through our church in a special way this last week. So thank you for being part. Thank you for all that you did for that. And today I'm going to share a special message with you. Maybe some of you might not know this, but we're recording this, but Sunday morning we will be at Lakeview Park, 10 a.m., and we're doing a bunch of baptisms. We are celebrating just God's new work in people's lives, and it is going to be an amazing morning. Now, today I want to talk to you about that, about God doing a new work in us. And some probably time around COVID, I was trying to find like something to do, being at home all the time, and I was scrolling through Amazon Prime, and I came across this movie called The Edge of Tomorrow, and Tom Cruise is in it. I kind of, you know, once Tom Cruise went real weird, I stopped watching his movies, you know, jumping around Oprah's couch, but I still kind of have a heart for him because I love Top Gun. But anyway, so I decided to watch that movie, and in the movie, what happens is he relives the same day over and over and over again until he can find a way to get it right. It's kind of like a sci-fi version of Groundhog Day. But I really, really enjoyed the movie. And that idea of being able to relive days in our lives actually is appealing to me. And I don't know if you feel this, but sometimes I'll actually have a fantasy in my own mind of being able to start over some things in my life. Sometimes I'd love to be able to go back to certain days in my life and knowing what I know now, make different decisions. If anyone can relate to that, just, you know, give me a fist emoji in the chat, a thumbs up, or if not, just say, you're crazy. It's okay, you can put that there too. But I would love to be able to get some days back. When I was in high school, one day I was at a football lifting and I was trying to squat way more weight than I could and I injured my back. And then from that day until now, it's been a little bit of a problem. I wish I could go back and get that day back. I wish that 10 years ago, I knew what Bitcoin was. And I just bought a ton of it. That would be awesome. And there's a lot more serious days that I'm not going to share with you today that I wish I could go and I could get back and I could do something different. And I think there's something in all of us, if we're honest, that would love to say, I wish I could have a fresh start at this point or at this day or in this experience in our lives. And we all long for that. And I think that longing isn't entirely bad and that some of that longing is meant to navigate us towards God. Because believe it or not, God offers to each of us today a fresh start. Now, it won't be like the movie where we get to go back and we get to relive different days and different experiences and make different decisions and choices, but God gives us a real fresh start that can change the experience of today and the outcomes of tomorrow. And the great Apostle Paul writes it to us, and I love these verses of Scripture. In fact, so many times I have just gone back into my own time with God, my own prayers with God, and I've just like lived on the truth of this Scripture, that God is a God of new beginnings. God is a God of fresh starts. Because one thing that I've noticed in my relationship with God is that I need a lot of them. That I need just to say to Lord, let me just begin fresh with you today. Let me begin fresh in ministry today. Let me begin fresh in this minute. Don't hold all the past against me, but let it be something new and something different. And there is a lot of power and renewal in that. And here's how the Apostle Paul writes it. I'm going to read to you from a different translation today. It's called the Message Translation. I love this translation. It's a little more of a paraphrase, but I think it gets right at the heart of what the Apostle Paul wrote 2,000 years ago. It says this, "Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah or with Jesus Christ gets a fresh start." Someone just put in the chat, fresh start. Anyone united with Jesus gets a fresh start. You might not know this, but this is really, really good news. Whoever is with the Messiah gets a fresh start. They are created new. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. It's a beautiful sight. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, through Jesus, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. I love these verses. And Paul's talking about this fresh start that is offered to each and every one of us today through Christ. Now, if you're not a follower of Jesus, this fresh start is absolutely for you. If you are a follower of Jesus, it's still for you. You might need it again and again and again if you're like me. And there's a couple things that I want to point out to you about this. Here's the first thing. Paul is very clear to say that the fresh start that we need sometimes in life, it's not a change in our career. It's not a change in our relationship status. It's not a change in location. It's not a change in our appearance, but it's a connection to Jesus Christ himself. So I want you to know today, if you really feel like you need something new in your life, and not just new for the sake of new, right? All change, all progress requires change, but not all progress, all change is progress. Man, I butchered that one bad. Hopefully you have a tiny idea of what I'm trying to say. That we can change a lot of things in our life, but it doesn't mean the main things really change, or what needs to change really changes. But here's what Paul is saying. He's saying if you want the thing that really needs to change in your life to change, it comes from Jesus Christ. And so many times in life, we think, well, if I just move to a different place, if I date someone else or marry someone else, if I change my career or get a different job, then finally that fresh start that I'm looking there, it's going to be there. And Paul says that impulse for the new is okay. It's good. But you have to realize that it comes from God. What you're looking for is in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because wherever you go, whatever job you work in, whoever you're with, whatever relationship you escape, and then you think this one's going to be perfect, guess what? We bring all our junk with us to those places and to those people. And although it might feel good in the moment, if the bigger things aren't being changed by God in our lives, we'll bring the same frustrations and emptiness into the new place. And then we'll be even more frustrated when we get there. They're like, well, I thought this was it. And Paul says to us today, he says, no, what you're looking for is in Jesus Christ. I remember being at the end of my high school and going into college and just, you know, being in a transitionary time in my life and wanting to just experience some kind of new beginning. And so I don't know why I had this crazy idea, but I went into an emo phase in my life. You're not going to believe it. I dyed my hair black. I started dressing different. And my one buddy, he put it perfectly. He said, you look like a fat Dave Navarro. I couldn't even be mad. It was so good. It was so right on. And I was trying to change the external things in my life. But what I really needed was a new connection with Christ. And today, maybe you've been frustrated trying to change the outside. And what Paul is saying is what you need to hear today. What you're looking for is in Christ. And he says, because in Christ, we become a new creation. We are created into something new. See, the amazing thing about being in a relationship with God is that he changes you from the inside out. He changes us from the foundation and works from there. Everything else in life is about changing yourself from the outside in. But only the message of Jesus, only a relationship with Jesus will really truly change you at the motivational level, at the heart level, at the soul level. And that's what you and I really actually need. And see, what happens then when we become a new creation in Christ is that it does some really powerful things in our life. It means, number one, that our past can no longer become an accurate predictor of our future. When you begin to walk with Christ, or when you renew your relationship with Christ, we're free from being controlled by the destiny of our past. See, God can change you in ways that other people think could never happen. God can change you and help you and grow you in ways that you don't really think can happen. He makes you literally into a new creation. It's beautiful. It's what we all need, because all of us have aspects of our lives. We've been shaped in certain ways that will lead us to a future that is less than God's best. But through Christ, we become free from that. And you can look at your past and you can say, all right, I was those things, I did those things, but that's not who I am anymore. And that's not where I'm going. Our identity becomes given to us from God and not from our wounds. Some of us today, our identity maybe has been stunted by how we grew up, by words that people said to us, by things that people said we were, and those have completely shaped our identity in our own minds. Maybe it's the thought of we could never be good enough for someone. Maybe it was someone at some point in our life just told us we were stupid and we just latched onto it. And so everywhere we go, we're living with this insecurity of our own stupidity. It can be a million different things, but what I want you to know is that when you allow Christ to give you a fresh start, he gives you a new identity. Paul says you're a new creation. You're not who you were. You're not who people wounded you to be. You're being made new through this incredibly powerful work of Jesus Christ. And it changes our character, and our character and our drive in life. It becomes shaped by the work of God and not the other things. Now, what's so powerful about these verses to me is that the one who is writing them is the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul is one of the greatest living examples of the truth that he was writing. See, Paul, as a younger man before this time, he absolutely hated Jesus. He hated the church of Jesus. He hated followers of Jesus. In fact, he was a man that we could say, and he would say, was consumed by a desire to hurt and destroy. And his focus point was Christianity. And so that drove him. He wanted to imprison Christians. He wanted to harass Christians. He wanted to find them out and root them out. And that was the driving force of his life. And how sad when the driving force of our life is a destructive tendency, is to hurt and wound other people. And maybe some of us, that's honestly kind of been the driving force of our life too. Maybe not Christians, but maybe someone else. But here's what happened to Paul. Paul began a relationship with Christ. Even though that's what Paul's life had grown to be, Christ met him, and that hate got replaced with a deep love. Paul also said that he was an achievement junkie, that he was just trying to climb the ladder of success. For him, the arena that he chose was the religious world. And he said, man, I was on the fast track. I was doing better than anyone my age. I was a shooting star in the world of ancient Judaism. Everybody who cared about success in that arena was impressed by me. He said, but when I met Christ, I realized all that meant nothing. But what I found in Christ was infinitely more worthwhile. His drive for achievement was replaced with a fulfillment in the goodness of Christ. And all I'm trying to show you today is that when we allow God to give us a fresh start through Christ, it will begin to change our values and our drive, but it will change them in all the right ways. Maybe some of us today, we're so driven to prove ourselves. And we need Christ to come into our lives and say, hey, you don't need to prove yourself anymore. I got you covered. You're beloved. You're my son. You're my daughter. I love you as you are. Let me give you a different drive. How about instead of proving yourself, how about you live to serve other people? How about instead of living to accumulate, you live to give love and encouragement and grace to others, just like I've given to you. Here's what I know. When Christ comes into our lives, he reshapes our values and our drive. And it's a reshaping you may not expect, but it's one that you absolutely need and will 100% be thankful for. He makes us into a new creation. Paul says the old life is gone. A new life is emerging. And just on the side for a second, if I could say, if you're a follower of Jesus today, the most miserable thing you can do for yourself is try to constantly blend the old life and the new life together and make them both work. The most miserable thing you can do is kind of take those two flavors, you know, vanilla and orange, and make them into a twist cone. Now, in ice cream, this is an amazing thing. But in your relationship with God, this will drive you insane. Having one foot in the light and one foot in the darkness. Having half of your heart committed to your life with Christ and half of your heart committed to your life with you or whatever. And maybe some of us today, we really feel this emptiness and this deep frustration, and it's because we're trying to straddle that line of here's my life with the Lord and here's my life that used to be. We're trying to make them work together. It will make you miserable. It will drive you insane. It's better to be fully committed one way or the other, but commit towards Christ because what he has is infinitely better than anything you think you're giving up in the old. He's got something better for you. Now, Paul also says that all of this comes from God who settled the relationship between us and him. God put the world square with himself through Jesus, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. The Apostle Paul says, this fresh start, he says, I just want you to know, God is at the center of it all. And I want you to know today, whether you love God or not, whether you're open to God or not, God is already aggressively finding ways to bless you. That is powerful to me. Paul says, he says, look, God is He's doing all this. He's getting after it. He is aggressively blessing you, whether you know it or not, whether you receive it or not, whether you're aware of it or not. That's who God is. And when I think about that, maybe when you think about that, doesn't it change your heart towards God a little bit? See, I always thought when I was younger that I always had to do the right things and then God would reward me. I always had to make the right decisions, and then I could live in the newness and the blessing of God. But here's what Paul's saying. He's saying, no, the newness and the blessing of God is right there for you. He's already doing it. He was thinking about it. He was at work in it. But before you were ever thinking about him or serving him or following him, it's just the nature of who God is. And as I learn more and more about what it means to follow Jesus, one of the things that I just keep being amazed at is the absolutely generous heart of God. And what's so amazing is that when you see God's heart for you, your heart for God grows. When you see God's grace towards you, and when I see it towards me, it makes me want to give God more trust, more love, more faith, more commitment, more everything, because he's so good. And Paul says that he's at work in the world, and he's there to forgive all of our past. And as I was just reflecting on this idea of a fresh start, it reminded me that God doesn't need my past to be changed. I just need it to be forgiven. See, I would love to go back and change my past. I would love to go back and like go through my top 10 failures and mistakes and redo them and make them right. But God doesn't need that. God's not asking that. God's saying, Chet, can we look at those? And can you let those be washed in my forgiveness? I don't need them changed. I just need you to experience forgiveness for them. And I thought about that. I thought, well, what does that mean? Why is that important? What does that look like? And it began to dawn on me that when I really do that, when I really look at my past, and not through the lens of guilt and shame, but through the lens of God's forgiveness, and I let that forgiveness really take root, it changes my past. And here's what I mean. I mean that all my past failures, when I process them through forgiveness, they become wisdom in my life. See, I've learned a tremendous amount from doing dumb things. I've learned, it's not the most effective way to learn. I don't really recommend it. But nonetheless, some of the greatest lessons that I know came through my own mistakes. But I could only receive that through forgiveness. See, if I didn't have forgiveness and I looked at my past failures, what I would probably do is I would say, well, those weren't really failures. I was right. I was justified. I would defend them. But through forgiveness, I can look at them as what they are and I can actually gain wisdom from them. See, through forgiveness, my past struggles can give me compassion for others. They can give me connection with others. Instead of having to spin the story so that it looks better or to try to tell myself that, oh, I didn't struggle with this or whatever, I can own them, I can see them, and then I can learn to connect with people through them and have a greater compassion for others. And through forgiveness, my past wounds that I've received and that I've given to others can actually become a place of ministry to serve others and to serve God better. See, maybe what we want so bad to be changed, maybe it doesn't need change. Maybe we just need to allow God's forgiveness to flow into it and to make it something different, a new creation. And then the Apostle Paul, he ends this section and he says that Christ, another translation says it this way, he who knew no sin became sin so that we would become the righteousness of God. See, this fresh start that God gives, it is so generous on one level. It's so incredibly generous. It's so generous that it's hard to believe that I can struggle and fail and mess up, and yet I can go to God, and every time he will grant that fresh start. But Paul says, here's why he does it. Although it's absolutely free to you, it was so costly to Jesus. He who knew no sin, he who never did anything wrong, he who never needed a fresh start at all because he was Jesus, he took all of your failures and my failures, all the terrible things that we deserve for how we've fallen short of God, he took it all and he went to the cross and he paid the full price for it. And in place of that, he gives us all the blessing and the righteousness of God. And so what Paul is saying, he's saying, I know it's free for you, but don't ever take it for granted because it cost Christ everything. And if it cost Christ so much, shouldn't we take it and see it as the incredible gift that it is? Shouldn't we look at our lives and look at the opportunities that God has given us and just not take them lightly? Because God has given us so much grace, but it all came through the sacrifice of Christ. Today, I want you to know, because of Christ, because Christ paid the price, you can have a fresh start. If you need a fresh start in your marriage today, Christ will give it to you. If you need a fresh start in your work today, Christ will give it to you. If you look back at your life and you're like, Chet, man, I've missed my calling. I've missed all these opportunities. I've failed so many people. And now here's where my life is. I want you to know, if that's how you feel, Christ will still give you a fresh start. And although a lot of things in life may not be different in this moment that you receive it from him, you will be different. And it will make everything different. Today, if your heart is aching, if it's filled with regret, if you are filled with shame, if you just feel like everything's not as it's meant to be, would you let Christ in a new way? And would you let him give you a fresh start? Because here's what I know. Don't ever underestimate his ability to walk into a mess and to make it into something beautiful. Don't ever underestimate his ability to come into your life and to absolutely recreate some things that you never thought could be recreated, to heal some things that you could never thought could be healed, to redeem situations that you thought was hopeless. Here's what I want you to know today. If you go to Christ, you will not leave disappointed. If I go to Christ, there is infinite hope and help in our lives today. And would you go with him in prayer with me right now? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you are a God of new. You are a God of fresh starts. You are a God of new beginnings. Lord, that even if we need a million fresh starts, in your grace, you will grant them to us. Father, I'm sorry that I need so many fresh starts. I'm sorry that it's been a constant prayer in my life. I'm sorry that I haven't always taken every fresh start and used it as you would want me to, as reflects the greatness of what it cost you to give it to me. But I am so thankful that you keep giving them to me. I'm so thankful that we can just look at the scripture and we can know that today, whatever we feel like needs one, we can get one through Christ. We can find one in Christ, and we can see you do your best work of making things new. Would you do that in us, in our lives, in whatever needs it? And I pray it would all glorify your great and holy name. I ask this in Jesus' name.